Welcome to The Young and the Restless with Kat. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
What episode is this? 59?
Sure. I think it's our anniversary.
Oh my god, it totally Yay! Is. Wait a minute, how many years have we done this?
I think this is 3 years, which is really scary.
Wow. Really?
Or two.
No, it's definitely three. At least three.
Yeah.
Yay. Wow.
We're three is apparently the traditional gift is canned beer.
Yeah. Also, for those listening, we're using a different sound system, so
let us know what you think.
Yeah, I apologize if it doesn't sound as great as our naturally amazing
tones, but
because the last time I listened to one of our last podcasts,
mm-hmm.
and I swear there was like space sounds in the background.
Yeah, there was some weird
Did you hear
background
it?
Noise.
I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, so we're going to try out a different system and hope that it
works better.
A little better. So,
I think it's been like a month since we've podcasted,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, just about.
So, the last time we podcasted, what happened?
I can't even remember. Well, the thing that jumped out was that Nikki was with Victor, and Sharon wasn't particularly happy about it.
Uh-huh.
But her only recourse was to then get engaged with Jack and...
Oh, that's right.
Be gross with Jack. And I don't think really much has changed in either of their relationships.
Mm-mm.
You know, Victor's still with Sharon, and
but,
they seem to be settling in nicely.
But, and Jack has been feeling his toes, which we talked about
right.
or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And, I guess basically they've made several suggestions that, like, his feeling is improving
mm-hmm.
over time.
Right.
Which, so... Now that we're on summer vacation and I watch a lot of daytime television, I think it was on the Today Show or something. I watched this thing about some surfer who became paralyzed and he was like a freshman in high school
mm-hmm.
and his goal was to walk across.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh,
he
great.
Walked,
so
yeah,
you're also
watching.
His,
yeah. But, I also have nothing to do but watch TV over the summer.
And so I was thinking, because I don't have like personal experience with any of this. So, but I was... Instantly, I clicked in, like, oh, somebody who's paralyzed, and
mm-hmm.
his goal is to theoretically walk again or whatever,
right?
And his goal was to walk across stage and get his diploma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it showed him, and he had, like, this giant contraption to sort of lean
right.
on,
yeah.
and his legs were all, like, crazy wobbly,
right. yeah.
and, you know, but it was like, oh, he did it. And I was thinking, and Jack, like, is getting feeling back in,
mm-hmm.
like, 6 weeks.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and my... you know, experience with people who are paralyzed is that, yes, you can have feeling, yes, you can have muscle movement, but it doesn't make any difference if you can't control it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, because a woman I know who's in a wheelchair, you know, her legs move all the time, but she has no conscious control over it.
Okay.
And, you know, yes, she can stand up.
Yeah.
And if she's... you know, got
yeah.
the right kind of support, she could walk, but it's not really walking. And,
well,
you know, so.
And he was paralyzed right around the same time I had knee surgery.
Right.
And
he's doing, you're I'm doing still better not, than him.
Yeah,
I
am I doing
think.
Better, I think, because my issue is a lot less huge, but
granted.
At the same time, I'm not doing everything I want to do, so.
No.
Anyway.
So you can still identify with Jack?
Oh, I still can.
Sad. I don't want that for you at all. See, what you need is a Nikki
to
constantly hover over you. And
she loves it.
She bugged me so bad today.
At the 4th of July.
At the
4th
of July
picnic
watching. And she was just like...
Do you want some potato salad? Can I get the blanket?
But it was... It was like, oh my god.
Well, I think she's trying
her.
To smooth things over, right?
I know, but that's... To me, I think that that's more offensive than if you're just... Treat the person like a grown man and...
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Why are you suddenly babying and coddling?
Yeah.
You know, and treating them...
Agreed.
Different than you would if, you know... Because she wouldn't be asking him stuff like that if he was not paralyzed. And granted, some of it is, yes, do
yeah.
you want me to go to the car and get your jacket? But do you want me to go to the car and get your jacket?
Get
yeah,
it
that's
yourself.
Insulting. Yeah, and why doesn't he go get it himself? It's not like he's
Yeah, because he does want
immobile.
To do everything for himself.
Right.
That's
so
true.
I think she is doing more harm than good And that just, that so kind of fluttering around just bugs the hell out of me.
What do you think Jack
anyway.
And Mickey's longevity in a relationship is?
Not very. As soon as he can walk again, he is walking away from her.
You think?
Yeah. Hmm. And actually, no, he'll stay with her out of guilt because she was so good to me and she was the only one who stayed by me.
I think
me
she'll leave him.
Yeah. Because she won't have anything to do once he's healed. Mm-hmm. She won't have, you know, she'll go and look for the next person she can change or fix or... You know, something, anything to feel useful.
Yeah. So then should we talk about Victor and Sharon?
Yes.
Since they're together?
Sure.
Did they just get engaged? Did they even get, are they just,
I don't think
did they just have an arrangement?
I think they just have an arrangement, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Sharon's pretty happy with it. And she did try to throw her weight around the other day, and everyone was just kind of like, who are you and why should we care anything about what you say?
She's really changed her personality to be his arm candy.
Yeah, and she's gone back to the blonde, which I'm not crazy
I know.
About. It's like, I liked the darker.
I know.
Okay,
well, if you're
going to
be Victor's wife, you got to have blonde hair.
Apparently.
Or be exotic.
Yeah.
One or the other.
An accent or blonde
No
hair.
Regular brunettes.
Right, yeah.
But their chemistry is, like, negative.
Negligible, yeah. It's not good.
I don't really like who she is in their relationship. Like, I was thinking of Sharon a year ago when she was, like,
she was in
the barn, you know, and it was like young
was
and vibrant. And
Now she's kept.
Yes. And
she's not setting a good example for the youth of America.
I don't even care about that. I just...
Well, I know.
Was she last year when she was on the run?
Well, no, but at least then she was an independent woman who was trying
to
make her own way in the world. And now she's just like, Daddy, buy me something new.
Well, and I kind of appreciate that too, you know, that because in a way I like that he's constantly like showering her with these like extravagant gifts. Like, here's this...
Have a horse.
Yes.
Why don't you?
Not just a horse, like the rarest breed in the world.
Yeah.
You know, or this is the finest wine you'll ever drink ever,
right.
You know, and I really like that she doesn't go like, oh wow, this is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She just
takes it as her due.
Yeah. And I think that's pretty cool in a way, because I think part of it is like, he's probably used to wining and dining women where they're like just blown away with the things he can provide. And she's like, yep.
Yeah. Well, she's never had to do without really, except for that little tiny bit when she was in New Mexico, so...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not like Nick was depriving her of anything.
Well, and I think the whole being on the run, being in New Mexico, it's like that built character, and this is building a wave
from
character.
She's leeching character.
But I do believe that they will be broken up soon, or... I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like they're just kind of taking it as it is and waiting for something interesting to happen to their characters.
To either one of them.
Yeah,
totally. So I don't think the whole... I don't think this is a long-term
thing. Don't think in a year, I don't think we're going to be talking about them
again.
Should we talk about the horse, though? Because the horse was a real game changer.
Was it? A little bit.
Well, Victor goes to all this trouble to get this amazing horse of some kind. And, you know,
As a present for Sharon.
Yeah, as a present for Sharon. And he, you know, brings her to the barn to show off this amazing horse. And the horse is gone. And he's, like, asking the stable guy, hey, where's that awesome $1 million horse that I bought? And the stable guy doesn't know either.
Sure.
And he's so they're scrambling around trying to find this horse. And then horse comes in being led by Nikki.
Uh-huh.
And Sharon, does she ride? Does she? I mean,
I've
seen Nikki riding before.
She's lived on the ranch, both of them.
They're
horse riders.
Okay, I've never seen Sharon being horsey at all.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen Nikki be horsey all the time. So it's just kind of made sense that, well, yeah.
I think even, it seems to me like there was a lot, like, you know, when Sharon used to live actually on, you know, the Newman estate, I think she had her own horses. That was just a part of, for all of the Newmans.
Okay.
They all ride.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, Victor leaves to go look for the horse, and Nikki rolls in leading the horse, like she had just ridden him, and I love the scene, and I know you hated it.
Yeah. Well, I loved what they were trying to do. Story-wise, it totally made sense.
Yeah. Nikki was like, I thought you wouldn't mind since I was
riding
first.
I was here first.
Yeah. I don't know. Some, you know, they exchanged several catty comments, but... What I liked is it seemed like the actresses themselves had been waiting for that moment for a while. Like, they just wanted to
throw down.
Yeah. And they were having a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think
it was cheesy.
Yeah, I think that that was too much. I mean, maybe this is just a product of me knowing too much about the show.
Yeah.
And knowing that they're, like, best friends in real life.
Yeah.
And it would be totally fun, you know, like, the last day of school next year, you and I having a mud fight.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Well, and I think
but
it
wouldn't be scary at all.
No. And I think it went back to, like, the Sharon chocolate fight.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Mrs. Chancellor and Jill having a cake fight.
Right, or somebody wound up in the pool with somebody. Was that Jill and Gloria years ago?
So it's kind of like one of those ones where they got to take these two women and just give them real good roll in the hay.
If only.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so anyway.
It was just so staged and...
Super staged.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
That was the other thing I didn't like about it, was that they were so hesitant, and it was just, like, almost like it was in half speed.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a fight, then fight.
Have it, yeah.
Yeah,
because it was like a...
cross.
Yeah.
Now I do this.
Now I'm going to pour a bottle of water on you.
Right.
And you're going to react.
And you're
going to
stand right there while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And then it's your close-up time. Look surprised and a little, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just a little bit too choreographed.
I was there, just like glued to the screen, like, do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think because Victor was concerned about where was the horse, he
mm-hmm.
had gotten a police officer.
Right, yeah, because he thought that somebody had stolen his horse.
Sure.
Reasonable.
And they walk in while the girls are, like, fighting in
the hay.
Yeah.
And
they kind of pull them apart. And I think, you know, both Nikki and Sharon, neither of them ever thought that they would be arrested or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, because they were in the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they basically both end up getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Victor's go for it.
Yeah.
Arrest both of them. They're
being
childish.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're in jail. And
of course they're in the same cell.
Of course. And they're thinking that Victor, you know, Nikki's like, oh, Victor will bail me out.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon's like, no, he'll bail me out. And they're still going at it.
Right.
And Victor pulls strings so that they have to spend the night in jail.
Right. In their current clothes, so they don't even get the cool jumpsuit.
You know. Yeah.
Oh, Sharon, you're back. Here's your jumpsuit again.
Oh, yeah.
We keep it for you in a special closet.
Well, Nikki, too, right?
Yeah, right. But then they...
And did they
the
work
next day,
it out?
They just, No. They sat down and they had a... They finally, the two of them had a heart-to-heart, and, you know, I'm always going to be...
They did.
You know, protective of Victor, and I'm always going to think that you grew up as a slutty whore, and so we just need to get over it, and... So they kind of
and they kind of bonded over, like, the memory of Cassie a little
right.
bit too, right? Because
yeah.
that's like a unifying piece.
Yeah, right.
So
now they're not enemies so much anymore. They're not besties, but they're kind of keeping a distance.
They're neutral.
With each other. Yeah,
right. And then that was kind of it.
Yeah,
for both of them.
Yeah,
we didn't really see either of them
much of anything from that either of them.
So what else?
So let's talk about the gala. Or lack thereof. Yeah, we had seen a lot of fighting between Abby and Chloe as they were trying to put it together. And Angelina was supposed to sing, and then at the last minute, thank God, she backed out. And so then everyone was scrambling.
Like, at the actual event, the day
mm-hmm.
of.
Right.
They were totally scrambling. There's no tables, no chairs, no music.
No food,
no
ice,
nothing.
No booze.
It was like an empty
space.
And
why was it in a warehouse?
Because it's cool.
Because it was trendy.
My wedding was in a warehouse.
I know, but you had tables.
I was 25% hipster.
Right, yeah. You grew out of that, thank God.
So Carmine, though, they had hired as their only bartender?
Yeah.
They only had one.
Mm-hmm.
Only needed one. And he had connections with the union drivers delivering
the
all the stuff.
Yeah, that's not at all sketchy.
And he kept telling them, you know, go around the block one more time. Don't deliver it. To rev the girls up.
Uh-huh.
And they're stressed out. And they're, like, people are actually starting to arrive
mm-hmm.
in their fancy
gear. Outfits, right?
And they don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow did Chloe and Carmine end up in the back alley?
He was saying the truck is just pulling in,
oh,
I think.
And she ran back
and
there.
She went to go meet the truck. Yeah. And he's like, you ruined my relationship with
Angelina.
Angelina. Or Kevin ruined my relationship with Angelina, so I'm going to ruin your relationship with Kevin, and throws her in the trunk of his car.
Yes.
And I'm thinking immediately, and I'm watching this with my daughter, and I'm like, okay, what is Chloe doing wrong? And my daughter's like, she's not kicking and pounding and screaming to get out.
She was.
And I said, no, she is. It's like, I don't know. And I said, well, in every car these days, there's what's called the mafia lever.
Really?
Yeah, in the trunk of your car, there's a little lever, and you pull it, and it pops the trunk.
Oh.
So that if, God forbid, you get caught in the trunk,
oh,
for whatever reason, you can get yourself out. It's like standard in American-made cars.
Really?
Yeah.
I have Thor lock me in the trunk of his car just to test this one out. I don't think I can handle that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think it's too claustrophobic.
Just look and see that it's there.
Okay, I'm going to look.
It really is. Okay. Yeah. And so the fact
that... See, I wouldn't have known that.
Well, I guess.
But I also would have kicked and screamed.
It was one of the features that when I bought a car, my car dealer was like, oh, and it's got the mafia lever. And I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. I hope I never get to use it.
Well, so, and then he forgets his phone, so he runs back inside to go grab something, and Abby goes out to try to find them, and here's Chloe, and
kicking and screaming,
and Carmen had left the keys in the trunk.
Right.
He's a terrible kidnapper.
He's a really bad, not good at all.
And lets Chloe free, and Chloe is freaking out, and says, let's go inside.
Yeah.
Runs inside, and Abby takes a look around and gets in.
Yeah.
And locks herself in. And so Carmine comes back, has no clue that a switcheroo has happened in the trunk.
Correct.
And takes off.
Yeah.
And then Abby tweets. Because they can say Twitter, but not Facebook, I've noticed.
Right, yeah. Okay. Don't know why.
Okay. And so she tweets that the naked heiress, she's been kidnapped. And somebody call 911, right?
Right.
So she doesn't want her real family to know. She just wants there to be like a media spectacle.
Right. She wants it to be a publicity stunt.
Yeah. And so at that point, people are figuring out Abby's gone. She's missing.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. She tweeted she was kidnapped. And they call off the gala.
Right. Yeah.
And several people had showed up, but at that point, they were like, let's just call this off.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I was disappointed as much as the people who were supposed to actually go.
Yeah, it was a bad reason.
Yeah.
You know, the gala should have gone on. I mean, you know. But granted, they didn't have any other stuff.
They didn't have
clearly
anything.
Clearly, they needed to reschedule.
But you know what I would have liked, personally, is if all those people showed up in their fancy clothes, ready to party, and the only thing there was the booze.
Right.
Right? And and they, like,
just have the
partied anyway.
Right.
Somebody plugged in their iPod and they, you know.
Yeah, they could have kept it going.
Because what does Adam care that Abby's gone? You know, or
it's
like
sister.
Yeah, but they don't have like a relationship. I don't know. There's a lot of people who would have been willing to just have the party, not really like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Something happened with Abby, something didn't happen.
Yeah.
Or they might have kept it quiet as a family while they tried to figure out where she was.
Keep it on the down low so she wouldn't get kidnapped or killed by her kidnappers. Yeah.
Because
they could have done it.
I look forward to the the outfits and the things that happen at an event like this. And so I thought it was really lame that they called it off.
Yeah.
It was like a big letdown.
It was not good. So what did you think of the clothes? Let's talk about the few people who did show up dressed.
Give me an example. Give me a person.
Oh, good God. Lauren. What the hell?
I didn't like that.
You know, you have made the comment a number of times that she has the best rack in Genoa City. And I think that this dress proves you wrong. She looked like a sad old lady trying to relive her glory days.
You know.
She was the only one in a long dress.
All I want to do is, personally, I want to kidnap Lauren and, like, give her a little bit of a makeover.
Ambush makeover.
Because what is the deal?
Give her a new style.
She's an attractive person. She's
she's a Barbie
20 years
doll.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, she looks exactly the same, and it's not getting any better.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
It was
bad.
Yeah. And that, again, that was one of the days my daughter was home. I was like, what do you think of this dress? And she's like, oh, it's way too young for her. She's too old to wear a dress.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, good. It's not just me being ageist, but
I do appreciate an older woman
who can pull it off.
Wear
yes,
a sweaty
she
dress every once in a while.
I don't know. I just didn't think.
I like Chelsea's dress, even though they didn't actually make it there.
Dress. Yeah, Chelsea looked cute. I thought I went back and forth with Phyllis's dress Because it was that weird kind of yellow-green color sparkly thing.
I didn't like it.
I liked the length, and I thought it made her look, you know, trim and fit. But there was something about it that it was just like, no, that is not clicking. That's not
But you know what? Typically, her outfits don't click with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of, yeah,
so
whatever.
It's standard.
Yeah.
Once again, she's wearing something I don't really care for.
Because Chloe didn't even get dressed.
Chloe didn't get dressed. Abby did get dressed, and I kind of liked her dress. It was kind of, you know, not anything to get excited about.
No. See, that's the thing. I don't even feel like I really got to see enough people.
Well, didn't Victoria have a...
Victoria was there, but I don't even remember what she wore.
I don't remember what she was wearing, yeah.
Because people were so stressed out. I mean, Ashley was there. I don't really remember her dress.
I don't remember anything about it, but I remember at the time that I liked it.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that's a sideways thumbs or what. But and I thought the men were all super boring.
Yeah, but they always
They all wear suits. It's like,
they always come on.
It's
I liked Adam's hair. You know, considering
Adam's
he was one of the worst
hairs,
I think, of 2011, I thought he had made a move forward.
Yes, and I think Nick's hair has looked pretty crappy the last week or two.
I haven't noticed.
It's
but
at
now
that
I'm
length
going
again
to.
Where he can't quite figure out, is it a mohawk? Is it a faux hawk? Is it a hedgehog? What is it? So he's going back and forth. Daniel's hair looks the same and never better.
It's a little bit longer.
It's a little longer, yeah.
So I had this nightmare. I kid you not. I don't know if it was the day that we were supposed to podcast and it didn't happen because I had ripped through a whole bunch of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, I had this dream that I was watching The Young and the Restless, and he had given himself a super, super short haircut, maybe like how he used to be, you know, 10 years ago. And I was like, no, they can't cut Daniel's hair? And I was like horrified that they cut his hair. And I was so mad. And then I woke up and I thought, what a weird dream to
have. That was a strange dream.
What does that mean? That I actually like it?
I think it does. I think it means that you have become used to it, at least.
Okay.
And I think we've all become used to it and just...
I mean, that is a part of his character.
Yeah. You know, it really suits him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm glad that he's stayed away from facial hair.
That's
because if
true.
He added facial hair to it, he
it'd
would
be
get
a whole
into
another
scary
level.
Jesus territory. That's not good. No.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Should we talk about Daisy since that was sort
of
a
let's
behind
get
the
Daisy
scenes?
In there too. Yeah.
Because she's just been a general pain in the ass to everyone. You know, I'm glad in a way where they went with the story at the end because it started to feel a lot like the Diane story to me. Where, a thousand different people in town
had been making threats.
Yeah, in public places.
Yeah.
And
God, I hate you so much, I could just kill you.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you die, Daisy? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, we get it.
Yeah.
Move on.
And I was really nervous that they were going to do this whole, mystery,
draw it out.
Who did it, who didn't do it.
Right.
And I didn't like the way with Diane where it was, she had been, physically assaulted by so many people and, a string of, you know.
It
and
was
so,
very Murder on the Orient Express kind of killing.
And so I was glad, in a way, that Daisy... It didn't end up like that.
Right. Yeah, that was a plus.
But she did basically get a lot of people who all have motive to get rid of her.
Right.
She discovered... Well, Ricky had been sort of snooping around Phyllis's past.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He'd gone to her psychiatrist from 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And who... Okay.
Who admitted she was crazy, but...
And he had all the files in his, tiny studio. If you were
sitting right there.
If you were a psychiatrist and that was, your previous career and it ended poorly, would you be carrying around everybody's personal files?
Not in my house. I would have them in a storage place, though.
You would?
Yeah, just in case. In case somebody sues you, case somebody, the state comes and says... Hey, Phyllis went crazy and killed all these people. It's your fault. And then you can pull them out and say, no way. If I was in any kind of mental health service,
they were just,
I would keep
out.
Those files forever. Yeah, I would not keep them next to my bed. Because that's just...
For visitors. Just sort of like a coffee table book.
Right. Yes. Can I get you something to drink? If you'd like to read a personal file from my patient? Yeah, that's
That
not
sounds
good.
Like the best host ever. Anyway.
Let's play Spot the Crazy.
So Ricky went over and just kind of manipulated the guy and ended up stealing Phyllis's file.
Right. And got him to, no, Phyllis got him to leave. Paid him off. Somebody paid him off.
Yeah, Phyllis
he
paid,
disappeared.
Phyllis then showed up and kind of played her, like, the role she used to play back in the day.
Yeah, back when she was interesting.
And, yeah, paid him off to leave. Okay. And, but in the meantime, Ricky had sort of pieced together, and I was grateful for the flashbacks, because...
Yeah, that was helpful for people like me who never saw it.
And I just totally had, you know, I kind of remembered, but I didn't remember. Mm-hmm. So Phyllis had rented a car, you know, way back when she was married to Danny. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but Danny and Cricket were always really meant to be together, and...
Really? Yeah. Then why aren't they together?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because those actors don't want to be on the
right,
show full time.
Kind of moved on. Okay.
Anyway, so Phyllis was angry and was gonna just scare Cricket.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Drive by real fast and shake her fist.
Yeah. In a rented car.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, and ended up running down Cricket and Paul because Paul had seen trouble and pushed her out of the way.
Right.
And Phyllis then drove off and, you know, hid all the evidence. Nobody ever knew it was Phyllis.
Yeah, and claimed that you know, it wasn't her fault. It was a car malfunction, and she didn't mean to do it.
No, I don't remember it being a malfunction.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, hindsight.
Yeah, hindsight. And there were a lot of repercussions from that, you know, back, like, Paul didn't think he was going to be able to have kids, but then he ended up getting Isabel.
Which would
pregnant.
Have been better.
Yeah, right. And I don't know. There was a lot of fallout from that. And so Ricky kind of put it together, and then Daisy put it together, and they were going to. And actually,
what were they going to do? They were just going
to. I think Daisy just wanted to own the information. You know,
okay.
Like,
that's right, because Phyllis had gone to her saying, "You're going to divorce my son, and you're going to leave Lucy with us." And Daisy said, not so much.
Yeah.
Because I know what
you're
you
dirt. Yeah. Yeah. And they had gotten in a fight in Phyllis's apartment or whatever that is. And it wasn't like a fight. I mean, there was like a little bit of pushing, but nothing like major.
No.
And then
there's no hay
what
involved.
Was with the cup?
I had no idea. I was trying to figure out.
Or were they showing the... I don't even know. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, so they had some pushing, and Phyllis slams the door, and Daisy's out in the hallway, and all of a sudden, Phyllis is, like, having heinous, like, cramping, and falls to the floor, and...
Yeah, screaming.
And the reason
I
asked about the cup...
Somebody help me.
Because
maybe
they zoomed in on a cup. And I was like, wait a minute, what did I not see?
Yeah, that... I have no idea.
Well,
I must have missed it, too.
Phyllis is, like, basically losing the baby, and Daisy was out in the hallway listening, and she could hear Phyllis screaming for help, and she kind of stood there and enjoyed it, and then left.
And then left. Didn't do anything. Didn't call for help.
Yeah.
Didn't call 911.
No.
Just left. And said, wah.
Yeah.
Suck it, mom-in-law.
And I called it. I said she would lose the baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So...
And I'm on board with it. There was no reason for her to have that baby.
I knew. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think anyone expected
the writers
to be an actual baby.
We gotta get rid of this.
Yeah,
thing real fast. Nobody likes this.
Right, yeah.
Nobody wants Phyllis to be a mom.
Right.
Anyway, so finally, like, you know, they get freaked out. Nick shows up.
Yeah.
He gets her to the hospital. She's lost the baby. They're horribly depressed.
Yeah.
She kind of mentions that Daisy had come over, and they get a hold of security footage.
From the hallway.
Yeah.
And showing that Daisy
was just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
There was no audio, though.
Right.
But, like, Lauren, with her keen detective work, like, stood outside the door like, "Can you hear me?" "Yes, I can hear you." "Ah, okay, so Daisy heard
Daisy
everything."
Sucks. Yeah.
And so I think that's, like, what they were holding, like, Phyllis was like, "I can get you arrested because you heard me lose my baby and you didn't help me."
Yeah.
And Daisy was like, "Well, I know you ran down Cricket and Paul in 1994.
So. We're even.
Shake hands and
leave
call
me
again.
Alone." Yeah. "Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone." Okay, fine.
But.
Daniel found out about it.
Daniel found out.
He wasn't happy.
Oh, he was pissed.
Yeah. on both sides.
Yes.
Because he's so in the middle on this one, it's not even
oh,
funny.
Oh, God. Can
I
you
mean,
imagine?
Poor Daniel, it's like,
oh, for real?
You are surrounded by crazy women.
I mean, Phyllis has got to be the worst mother-in-law.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. I'd say she's worse than Nikki.
Yeah.
And
because at least Nikki has good intentions.
Yeah.
Deep down. Phyllis does not.
She's just selfish.
Yeah.
And Daisy's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sucks for Daniel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's
not
often
that I feel bad for Daniel. So
I know,
it's
right?
Like, wow, okay.
Maybe that was my dream. It was an interpretation.
That's it.
His hair was being cut because
he was being emasculated by the women in his life.
Anyway, so he and Phyllis had some words,
mm-hmm.
and she spilled the beans about what she had done
right.
to Cricket and Paul. So he knows.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't going to say anything. But then she'd been working with Avery about the whole Daisy hearing her lose the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Avery was like, we can get her in jail. Like,
we've
cracked the case.
Yeah.
We're going to arrest her. And Phyllis was like, wait, no.
Never mind.
Stop.
Slow down. I changed my mind. It's okay.
And, and obviously she couldn't explain it.
Yeah.
So I think right around that, that same time, so they put out an APB,
mm-hmm.
arrest
yeah.
Daisy.
Right, bring her in.
But Daisy had gone to Ricky
mm-hmm.
to ask for his help.
Yeah.
Why? She wanted help.
Because she thought he could. No, he wanted. She wanted his help to get Lucy out of town. He was
oh,
gonna leave,
yeah.
She was going to leave town with Lucy, and he was going
to
be the...
To, like, skip out.
Yeah.
Because she knew that she was going to be arrested or there was trouble. She
yeah.
wanted to get out
She
fast.
Wanted to get out of there quick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so she went over there, though, and was he out of his apartment or out of his athletic club room or something? And she got on
his
computer?
Yeah, I didn't see why he wasn't there, but yeah, she was on his computer and, kind of like
the first thing up.
The file next to the bed of Phyllis's shrink, the first file that comes up on his computer is him killing his girlfriend in the bathtub.
Like, was that like a voyeuristic video or like an oops, I recorded that and forgot to delete it?
I think it was I'm going to have a sex tape set up and then she made him angry and he killed her and he kept it because he's a psychopath and liked to watch it over and over and over again. Super creepy.
Yeah, that was a creepy video.
Yeah, that was
and
really
basically it was
video.
Like a video.
I mean, talk about violence against women. God.
Yeah. He just laid the camera down
mm-hmm.
in the bathroom, and she was taking a bath.
Well, I think it was one of those cameras, like the one that he had in, is it in Phyllis's? No, Heather's apartment has
oh,
one,
like
too.
A webcam or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But he drugged her, and
mm-hmm.
he drowned her, and...
He wasn't sorry.
Yeah, he was not sorry. Anyway, so Daisy saw it, instantly
mm-hmm.
knew, never mind,
yeah.
he's trouble.
Right.
And... got out of there, and
mm-hmm.
then Ricky, it's like she forgot to close
she
the file.
To, yeah, well, it's like she heard him coming down the hall or something.
Yeah. And so, he put the pieces together that she saw the video, and he was
mm-hmm.
like, oh crap.
I'm in big trouble.
You're going to be eliminated.
Yeah, we need
so,
to get her out of here.
Daisy called, she was like, instantly, like, she's going to tell
mm-hmm.
Michael.
Yeah.
He's the DA. She calls Michael. She says, meet me in an alley.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's where you meet to...
exchange
this
information.
Kind of thing.
You don't
yeah.
say, I'm going to go to the police office.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you on the phone.
No.
Because
someone might be listening.
Maybe. Right?
Yeah.
Gotta say it in the back alley.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's the back alley of the gala.
Right, of course.
Because it's not just a back alley, it's a back alley of a warehouse.
Of a warehouse.
In the
right.
middle of nowhere.
Right. That's where I go to tell my secrets to the newly appointed DA.
Yes.
I mean, it seems like a logical
of course.
Choice.
Sure. And I have the DA on speed dial.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just in case.
Excellent.
So at the same time, Daniel is home alone, and he's pissed off about everything.
Yeah.
And he...
Why doesn't he paint at that point? Why doesn't he channel some of this artistic creativity that he should be having as an artist?
I completely even forgot he was an artist. I just thought he was...
Living off somebody's
Hanging
trust
out.
Fund.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
Okay, whatever. Anyway, why just work? Saying.
I mean, I know. It's summer vacation, and I always have all these intentions of getting all these things done. But sure, really, when right. you aren't working and you have...
It's easy to not do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's watching Kathy Lee and all that. He's going to go see Magic Mike.
Well, that I wouldn't disbelieve.
Anyway, so he's just mad, and he's by himself, and he punches a table.
Right. And because he's a big wussy, he actually breaks the skin.
Yeah. And he, like, wraps his hand up in her scarf.
Closest thing. That,
yeah.
Closest, I mean.
Whatever. Yeah. Sure. Like, he busted his knuckles or whatever, and so he wraps his hand up. So then, how did that scarf end up in the alley? That's my question.
That I don't know. What is it? That's a good question. Don't know.
Because I thought it was all happening at the same time. She didn't stop at home because he had told the sitter, like, the sitter came by and he was like, hey, Daisy's on her way home. She'll be here any minute.
Right.
I gotta go to the gala.
You go. And that's a really good question. Don't know.
Is that, like, a show drop the ball or, like, that might come up later?
Or perhaps we missed seeing something.
Never.
So, okay, listeners, there's your challenge.
Yeah, how did the scarf get in the alley? Anyway, so... Daisy, we never see again.
Well, we see her.
Oh, no, we saw her in the
alley.
And
it was one of the classic, oh, what are you doing here?
But we knew it wasn't Michael.
Black. Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, we knew it was Ricky.
Oh, yeah. Through. I don't think there was any question.
And then we don't see her after that.
Right.
So we knew something happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's really worried.
Not really.
I mean,
a little concerned, kind of, but...
If anything, they're a little relieved. They're like, oh, man, we haven't had to deal with her for a few hours.
Yeah, right.
But
at some point, they do start to worry.
Because she didn't come home to the sitter like she was supposed to.
Right, yeah, okay.
And, you know, she'd been just working Kevin.
Yeah, there were places where she was expected to be and should have been and wasn't.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
And not only that, you know, a lot of people were like, well, she split town. That's what she does. She knew she was in trouble.
But she didn't take Lucy with her.
Or any of her belongings.
Right. Including her scarf.
Including her scarf! Which then ended up in the alley with Daniel's blood on it.
Right. Which, you know, then when it all... They all decide that Daisy, something's happened to her, that she must be killed or dead or whatever. They decide that Daniel's blood on her scarf means that he did it. I don't see how that...
Because I think that implies there was a struggle. He strangled her. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
He has a plausible explanation.
Yeah.
But when they start grilling him, like, where were you on the night of the gala?
I was at the gala.
And he's like, I got mad and I punched a table and nobody else is around. And they're like, do you get angry often?
Right, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. How long have you been being?
Gaily.
Yeah. Who could blame him?
Yeah. Anyway, so Daniel, he doesn't have an alibi. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, Ricky had kept... Daisy's purse or wallet or something along those lines.
Her phone, her everything.
And he ordered like a pizza and he was like, oh, this is Daniel and I need a pizza.
Right, yeah.
And to make it look like she was using her credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
Well, and he also left... He used her computer to send Kevin an email
saying,
you know, I'm really afraid of Daniel. I think he's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
You need to help me.
Yeah.
You know, and sent it.
Yeah. To Kevin.
To Kevin.
So when they search Daniel's house, they find the email.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Basically, they find a lot of
circumstantial
stuff,
right?
Yeah. And they arrest Daniel, who doesn't seem all that concerned.
No, he just keeps saying,
because he knows he didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Yeah, go ahead. Search my apartment. You won't find anything.
Yeah.
Which is, even if you are innocent,
don't. Because they'll make it out like you did.
Oh, yeah, that's Law and Order 101.
Yeah.
You don't let the police into your residence ever.
No. They'll plant something.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Well, but you see, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're just trying to put together the pieces.
Right.
And he seems like a likely suspect. But at the same time, it does surprise me how quickly they arrest him and
they don't
interview anybody else.
Right, yeah.
Even
they don't interview the sitter. They don't
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, that would be the first...
Yeah, first the person who is supposedly... Yeah.
You know, she's supposed to meet up with you at what time? And what did you do when she didn't show up? None of that.
Yeah.
And granted, the sitter, who we've never seen, you know, maybe some 13-year-old girl who's...
No, they showed Daniel with her.
Oh, okay. She
was in her early 20s.
Oh, okay.
Good-looking thing.
Alrighty, then.
You know.
Go Daniel.
Yeah. But then at the same time, you've got Eden going, I think it was Ricky. I think it was Ricky.
Yeah. Ricky gives me the creeps.
It was Ricky.
Don't you think Ricky is kind of creepy? Okay. Do you think that this whole episode with Ricky, that it was this actor's way of trying to be the new Superman? Because he looks like Superman.
He does look like Superman.
So much that I can't see him as anything else. And I'm like, Superman, why are you doing all these horrible things? Oh, no.
I didn't really think of it that way. I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, when he gets angry, like, his hair falls in his face.
I'm just saying.
Hmm. He does look a lot like Superman. But,
regardless.
And he was up to a lot of no good.
Oh, yeah. He was not a good character by any stretch.
Because
I think he was a good villain. I think he was creepy, and he was sneaky.
You're saying he was, and I think he's not dumb.
Okay, well, let's talk about...
because
let's talk about my was.
Because Paul's on the trail.
Again, Paul is in the running for most competent.
I can't think of anybody else at the moment who is...
been on it.
Yeah, because all these other people...
Eden brings up all of these concerns, and she's like, but what about this, and what about this, and what about this?
Mm-hmm.
And Paul takes it and runs with it. Whereas everyone else is like, oh, Eden, shut up and get me another latte.
Or, oh, Paul. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how many times Avery was like, Paul, get over it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You're seeing all these bad things that aren't really there.
Mm-hmm.
Even though
she
said that he was, like, morally corrupt. And
right.
Phyllis said he was morally corrupt,
yeah.
And Heather and
everybody.
All these people.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Paul, if anything, has just been kind of lurking around, not really
mm-hmm.
doing anything other than just being like 3 or 4 steps behind Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so, on 4th of July,
No, actually, let's go back because
to
there
the
was one point, when Heather came back. We have new Heather.
Oh, yeah.
I like new Heather. So far, she's fine. She's
I'm
a little 50, butch, 50. I'm just saying.
She's a little butch.
But that's fine. I agree
she's
with that.
She's always kind of been like that. No.
No.
No, she hasn't.
No, she hasn't.
Never mind.
Retract. Anyway, so Ricky had brought over a music box.
Oh, because she kicked him out of the apartment.
Right.
It was...
said, you're still scumbag in my eyes. I haven't forgiven you for what you did.
Here's my question really fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The apartment is hers.
Right.
Heather's.
Yes.
And the argument, because Ricky was living there, Daisy
mm-hmm.
was subletting to Ricky, Heather gets
mm-hmm.
in and goes, well, I never gave you permission. You're out of here.
Yeah.
Why the hell was Daisy living in
right.
Heather's
where did,
apartment?
Where did, I'm not sure how.
So
much.
Heather was okay with
Daisy
being there, but not Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'd throw that out there.
Okay. So Ricky says, fine, I'm out of here. You're mean.
Mm-hmm.
But then comes back, sneaks into the apartment, because
uh-huh.
he didn't give back all his keys, because you know he's got 50 copies of the keys.
Yes.
And he plants a camera
yeah.
in the apartment, and then leaves a big, huge, beribboned box.
Yes.
And then goes and has these creepy conversations with Paul, and convinces Paul that there's a bomb in the box.
But doesn't ever say bomb. He's just like,
no.
It's going to be an explosive
right.
present.
Yeah. It'll blow her mind. So Paul, being Paul, rushes over with what apparently was the bomb squad.
The impromptu bomb squad.
Yeah.
Like
they're wearing no bomb.
Number 2 on speed dial.
Right. There's no bomb, you know, wardrobe, you know. Vest or, you know, a big helmet or any of that stuff.
Just some of his buddies.
Yeah. And so they all rush in and they're like, put down that present! And it was a music box.
Yeah.
And she had just opened it and it played some song.
I don't know.
Whatever. And, oh, turns out it wasn't a bomb.
But the way that Paul, like, broke down the door and was like,
oh,
Heather, stop! And she turns around like, what?
What the hell is wrong with you?
And he was like, I thought it was a bomb.
Yeah.
Hey.
turned out to not be a bomb.
No.
But it was a good, you know, rile up of Paul. It was, I mean, Ricky totally manipulated that situation.
Totally.
And was sitting at home watching it on his webcam going,
yeah. Pretty hilarious.
For it. Stupid dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And Paul just kept, I mean, I could see if you were Ricky, how annoyed you would be. Because
Paul just kept
knocking on his door.
Yeah.
Hey,
every
I can't find so-and-so. Do you know anything?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you seemed kind of creepy earlier. I just wanted to drop by.
Right, yeah.
Like, over and over. What if he was trying to take a nap?
But then, God forbid, you violate the sanctity of the nap.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree with you. You don't violate the sanctity.
But at the same time, Ricky never put up the do not disturb thing on his door, which I always thought was really stupid, because if he's getting irritated at Eden and Daisy and Paul all, you know, knocking on his door.
You would think he would at least have that token gesture of, no, really, you know, leave me alone.
I'm going through dead people's things right now.
Yes, I'm looking at my
death
table. Right, I'm trying to watch myself kill someone. Yeah, and perhaps that's why he didn't put it on there, because he knew that would
He's
just
evil.
Be fuel for the fire.
Yeah,
you know.
That's true.
But I thought it was interesting that Paul was constantly haranguing him, but at the same time, like, every third visit, I just want to be closer to you, son.
I know.
I want to repair our relationship. Well, I'm sorry, giving him 5 seconds worth of space would have helped.
Yeah.
I mean,
but at the same time, you can't blame Paul because
he doesn't trust him.
Yeah, and nobody does.
Mm-mm.
So, and Ricky's just evil.
Yeah.
Just weird and evil and amusing to watch.
Oh, very entertaining.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
So, I was down with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Daisy is missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of suspect foul play, right? Eden is
on the case.
On the case, but falling on deaf ears.
Right.
And so she decides she's going to go to Ricky's, right?
Right.
And she's in there.
In his room.
And she's playing like their besties again. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Right.
And
forgive me.
And she says, let's go down. I'm going to buy you some drinks at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure, but it almost seemed like Ricky was like, actually believing her?
I think maybe he kind of did.
Like, oh my God, I have a friend?
Yeah, finally, somebody isn't giving me a hard time, and at least I can get a quickie out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Although, Ricky just reeked of gay to me. I never, ever thought he was straight.
Yeah, no, he was pretty...
Like...
Yeah.
It didn't seem like he wanted to
exploit
a woman.
Right, he never had any chemistry with any of the women that he was interacting with, and it was almost all women that he interacted with.
Which, surprisingly enough, I also thought about Superman in any role.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah, those Kryptonians, man.
Anyway, so she gets him to go down to the bar, and then she goes, I have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly rushes upstairs.
Goes to his room, because there aren't, you know, public access.
But that's not what it is. She wanted to search through
his
stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you have to go all the way up to my room to pee. You can't just...
But he didn't know that, did he? Did he know?
He didn't know that she went into his room, no.
Yeah, because she went in there and she was sneaking around and she found Daisy's
wallet.
All of
Daisy's stuff. Yeah, her wallet and her checkbook and her phone and
And so she knew Ricky did it.
Yeah.
But then,
of course... For her, that meant she did it. He did it.
Yeah, yeah. But then Ricky walks in.
Yeah.
And so she had shoved, like, Daisy's wallet and everything.
Yeah, everything was
in her purse.
It was in her backpack.
Which seems a little incriminating. Like, what if they were to suddenly stop eating?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like,
hey, how come you're so interested in all of this?
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
In your
I don't
purse?
Know.
Yeah.
Bad plan. Anyway, and so Ricky knows something's up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to get her to, I don't even know.
Kind of, yeah, I think he was just trying to get her to say what, no really, what
he's
are you up
to?
What's going
out,
on?
Right?
Yeah, you know, you're not the first girl to try and get something out of me kind of thing. And
yeah.
She's like, no. Friends. I think I'm going to go now, though.
But then he found Daisy's wallet in her stuff.
Yeah.
And
everything fell out of the backpack.
Yeah. And was like, I'm going to kill you now.
Right. Yeah. Now you're dead. And that was a good fight.
That was an excellent fight.
It was, I believed it.
Totally.
I felt like Eden was actually in peril. I felt bad for her.
I
agree. She's got some bruises tomorrow.
Yeah. Because they were struggling hard.
Yeah.
And then she hit her head on the tub
and
was knocked unconscious. And
was knocked out. Yeah. The one thing that I would say about her fight, she didn't scream nearly enough. You're in that situation, girls. Scream your bloody head off. Let someone know you're getting manhandled.
Yeah. It was quick, though.
Yeah, it was very quick. It was...
But But I thought it was definitely believable. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I don't know, admiring his reflection in a gleam of a knife.
Yeah. Well, no. He went back and put all of the incriminating Daisy stuff back in the backpack.
Uh huh. Okay.
And then it was funny because he just seems kind of resigned to it. He's like, oh, now I have to kill her too. where's my big butcher knife? All right.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
He goes into the bathroom and I was kind of freaking out. It was just like,
well,
is he
gonna
dismember her? Is he just gonna stab her and have her bleed to death? Or what's he gonna do with that big scary knife?
I don't know, because it's his room.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, I don't know. You wouldn't want any more evidence there. Any blood spray, right?
Well, that's what the tub's for.
Yeah, but even
you know,
still.
I've watched enough Dexter to know. But yeah, he should have just smothered her.
Something.
Or drowned
her.
Yeah,
something a little less gruesome,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But he's evil, so whatever.
Right.
So Paul conveniently knocks on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Regina.
Because Kevin had been saying,
I can't find Eden.
We can't find Eden,
yeah.
And she's not answering her phone, and I was supposed to meet her, and then she wasn't there, and so then Paul, Spidey sense, goes off. He says,
yeah.
Oh, well, maybe she's over at Ricky's house.
I think at that point, if I was a Genoa City resident, I would have been like, you know what? Find yourselves. You got Abby,
right, yeah.
And Daisy,
yeah.
And
everybody's
Eden,
lost.
All these, like, 20-something females
mm-hmm.
missing, and I'm over it.
They need to start wearing chips.
Yeah.
They need to, you know.
For real. So yeah, so Paul comes over and Eden's hidden in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul was like, I want to repair things.
Right.
Or I'm not leaving until
we,
better.
Yeah.
And
Ricky's just like, screw you, get out.
Yeah, Ricky
leave me
was
alone.
Angry.
Yeah.
Which then only forced Paul to stay longer.
Right. No, really, I want you.
Yeah. And then they kind of like hugged. And Paul felt really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but he left.
But he had noticed a backpack on the floor.
Right.
Which looked like a W or something.
From the angle that he looked at it, you know, up and down, it could have been a W.
Had like an icon or keychain
yeah.
or something.
Right.
Like
yeah.
Williams, right?
Right, yeah.
Ricky Williams.
Even though Ricky's, that's not his last name though, right?
I think it is.
Oh,
Paul Williams, right. Ricky Williams.
Well, yeah, but I would have thought he'd take Isabella's last name.
She was married to Paul.
Oh,
so
she was.
Same
okay.
Thing.
Oh, I
yeah.
thought he was illegitimate.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So, okay. So, yeah. So
then Paul leaves again.
W, right.
And he's like down in
he's
the lobby.
He's almost on his way out the door. He's
and then,
almost left.
And then, like, his detective
his
sense.
His brain thinks,
like,
hey, wait a minute. I know the alphabet.
And turn
w,
that W sideways. It's an E.
E is for Eden! And he comes dashing back upstairs.
Yeah. And, oh, but on his way out of Ricky's, that the time before,
mm-hmm.
he had saw one of the room key cards and
oh,
conveniently
right.
slipped
he
it in his
it
pocket.
So that he could have easy access to knowing Ricky
so
later.
So, it's true, yeah. For real. Hey, hope you don't mind, just got myself a key
yeah.
since I'm coming
right.
by so
yeah.
often. And so he's knocking on the door. Ricky's not answering. So
mm-hmm.
he uses his room key and sneaks in. The bathroom door is closed. And he opens the bathroom door. And there's Ricky, like,
just about to slit Eden's
decapitate
throat.
Her?
Decapitate her. Dismember her. Something. And they have.
It was a great scene.
It really was great. Because then he's, you know, Ricky's saying, get out. Get out. I'm trying to kill someone here. Get out. Dad. God. And Paul starts to leave, but then he whips out his gun, and he brings a gun to a knife fight. And they have this little standoff that got real spitty.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul had, like,
well, they were angry
coming down his mouth. I was like, ugh.
Well, Ricky was provoking him, like,
oh, yeah.
Shoot your son!
Right.
Do it!
Yeah.
I'm crazy!
Yeah, here's how crazy I am. And he confessed to killing Rachel. He confessed to killing...
the dude who was going to come give information about Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, we never even saw that
right,
guy.
Yeah. We just heard about him.
Daisy.
About Daisy. And he was going to kill Eden.
He was going to kill
as
Eden.
As soon as Dad left. And now I'm going to have to kill you too. Because
yes.
you know all
of
this
course,
stuff.
Of course. And Paul just kept saying, you know.
Put the knife down, son.
Put the knife down. I want to help you. Mm-hmm. And
even though you could see, he knew that there was no way that was going to happen.
Well, Ricky was crazy.
Oh, yeah. He was nuts.
And so he shot Ricky in what looked like the forearm. It was
I love the fact that Ricky has totally the upper hand in this situation, right? Because Paul's not going to shoot his son, and Paul is concerned that he's going to slit Eden's throat or stab the knife into her heart or whatever or kill her somehow. And so, but instead of taking advantage of having that upper hand, Ricky stands up and like
lets Eden go.
Eagles, you know, spreading himself out. What are you going to do, Dad? And yeah, and then his...
Well, I think part of that was because he felt cornered, too, and he knew it was kind of over.
Yeah.
Right?
It was inevitable.
Might as well go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. So anyway...
But yeah, it looked like he only got shot in the arm.
Yeah, it's like the bullet grazed his forearm and yet blew him out the bathroom window.
Right, yes. the concussive force pushed him out the window of who knows how many stories.
Well,
we don't know. The implication was...
I always think that the athletic club cannot possibly be more than three stories.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
Probably two.
Yeah.
Because remember when Adam went kind of like weird Phantom of the Opera and
jumped in and out windows all the time. Yeah.
And,
people were sneaking in and out. Yeah.
I just don't think it's that high.
No.
But I mean, two stories can be...
You think that would kill somebody.
Yeah, it could kill somebody.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it blows him out the window. And then all we see is Paul standing at the window, like...
Looking horrified.
But I just don't think he's dead.
I think it could go either way. I think at this point, though, because he's...
Confessed to everything.
You know, there's no way around him.
Well, what would be the motivation for keeping him? Is there any storyline?
Well, that's the thing, is that there really isn't. I mean, the only motivation would be if... I was thinking long-term ahead of time that, okay, he makes it... He goes to trial, and he gets convicted of, you know, murder.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, he's crazy, so we're going to lock him up.
Uh-huh.
And then they lock him up in the cell next to his mom.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's come full circle.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like, that he's
they
nuts.
They show him in the straight jacket.
And then Patty's nuts.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like the whole Williams has, like, a family...
History of
Well,
violence.
I was thinking more like a wing in, like, the
oh,
mental
oh,
hospital.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're all...
Yeah.
They have, like, family reunion there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so I can see it going either way. I don't think Ricky's going to come back as a viable character
anytime
soon.
I don't think so
soon.
Either. But I just don't think
he's
dead. But
we didn't think that about Daisy either.
That's
she kept
true.
Coming got back from the
yeah.
dead every five
so
minutes.
So did he admit that she's dead?
He just said he took care of Crazy Daisy. So he didn't admit that she was dead. And maybe that's where Daisy's storyline is going to go, is, well, what happened to her? Where is she?
No, I had read
what
she's leaving
the show.
What is that smell? Oh, and I don't know if that's true.
Oh,
but
I
just
really
read it, like,
read
on a
where.
Forum.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope it's true.
That this summer was, like, her last.
I cannot bear another
I know, she's annoying.
Season with her.
But you know what? When she was in that back alley, it was, like, for the first time I felt sorry for her.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Not
yeah, let's get rid
her.
Of her. No.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Eden being in peril was the first time I actually kind of liked
I
her.
I kind of cared about her.
I was like,
her.
Oh,
yeah.
So she can have a personality.
Right. Yeah. Who knew? And her acting while she was having to be unconscious was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was just as limp and floppy as you can be, and that's hard to do.
Okay.
So I was impressed with that.
Yeah.
You know, where it's going to take her, who knows?
Yeah. Well, I hope they give her
more to do and more character rather than just kind of this dish rag.
Yeah. Because what I would say is that we were complaining that there weren't a lot of young characters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they did suddenly age up several people. And
right.
It seems like for the summer at least, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
So Summer and Fenmore have been aged up to be teenagers.
Right. Yeah, they're high school age.
Today they brought Anna back.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, just for, it was like, a, you know, like Lily and Kane were having like a, maybe it was like Maddie's first
that
birthday. The twins' first birthday. Maybe it was yesterday's.
Yeah, okay.
So they had the birthday party.
Oh, okay. So does it look like Anna's going to stay
So
though?
Anna came and they were just like, oh, surprise, Anna's here.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure. I got
was
the
it
feeling,
the same Anna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got the feeling she would stay because
right.
they had.
She could be a foil for Summer and Finn.
Well, at the last minute, Harmony was just sort of, like, in that space. And they were like, Harmony, come. Come enjoy. And Harmony didn't really want to be there.
Yeah.
But then, like, when Anna showed up, it was like, oh, so Harmony has yet another thing kind of going on for her character.
Yeah. Okay.
So I kind of thought, oh, well, maybe they'll keep Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of, you know, she's grown up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
I would... Actually, even though I was really glad when Anna left, because all it was like, she's a child actor and they want her to sing.
Yeah.
This time it seemed like maybe they could actually do something.
Have a character with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else is young?
Well, they aged up Kyle.
Kyle, that's right.
There's
just sort of a pool of
now there's at least at least some people. And, you know, I think if they can get some good high school-y drama going.
Yeah.
I would be into that, you know.
We haven't had it. I see it all the time at home, but long.
It's been a long time since it. Because originally Daisy and Abby were high school age. Remember, they were sneaking into bars way back when, and it was interesting.
Well,
and
like
and
when,
setting the house on fire.
When Billy was a teenager, there was like this whole. It wasn't Restless style. It was like a Newman brand. I can't even remember. Like, but it was like there were several teenage characters, and there was a lot going on.
Yeah. Them.
It was like Colleen and JT.
Oh,
and
right, yeah.
Brittany and, you know, Rao, all these other people. And it's like all those people have been eliminated.
Right. So it's nice to get at least a hint that they might be.
I don't know. We need something silly for the summer.
Yeah. You know, just.
Some trash. Yeah. Beyond our regular trash.
Right, yeah. So I think that there's a lot of places that they can go with it.
Yeah. What else?
Okay, let's talk about Adam. Adam was helping Chelsea get her GED, which, you know, I thought that was kind of sweet and fun. And it was a nice acknowledgement that getting your GED is really hard.
I agree.
And the fact that he was carrying around his flashcards to help her. And, you know, I thought that was kind of sweet.
It was, but it...
I don't like the end result. I think that's totally dumb.
I don't know. I just couldn't buy... Well, maybe I can now that... About it deeper. I don't know. Adam,
please pick one.
Who supposedly is like this business genius, you know, and went to Harvard and blah, blah, that he could, I don't know, that he would want to be with somebody who's not educated.
Yeah, because that kind of doesn't ring true.
He is somebody who sort of prides himself on his intelligence.
Right, but, you know, he also kind of has that superiority complex.
Yeah,
and
that's why
it,
I say maybe.
Sharon is not the smartest tech in the box.
No.
So... metaphors there.
but
I think actually for him he is so insecure that he does need to be the smarter person in the relationship
and like supporting somebody else
He can't be challenged that way.
All right, well, either way, he's helping her get her GED. She takes the test or whatever, and his plan was at the gala, like, he was gonna propose.
Right.
Well, we all know now the gala got canceled. So he's got the ring in his pocket, and he says, well, let's get a drink at the bar.
Right. We still look fabulous. Let's go back to the athletic club. And
it doesn't mean that he's not going to propose. It's just that, like, the moment is
changed. Wasn't there. Right, yeah.
So he gets up to leave for a second. She puts on his jacket and finds the ring.
Yeah.
And gets pissed.
Kind of freaks out.
Thinking that he was going to propose at the gala, basically to, like, have a show for Victor and Sharon.
Right. Yeah. Which, you know, element of truth.
Yeah.
There.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she gets really mad at him and she runs out into the alley. And he runs after her.
Suddenly it's raining.
Oh man, instant rainstorm.
Yeah. It was just like, oh my God. Spider-Man much?
Hey, you know, we live in Portland.
It does not start to rain that hard that fast. In Wisconsin, it actually does. But here you can kind of see it coming.
I was going to say, it reminded me of when I was in Kansas.
Like in Hawaii. But here, no, that doesn't happen here. Our rain starts coming.
And you know when they talk about,
we just don't even notice it anymore.
Isn't it like people in Alaska? Yeah, they have like a million rains or words for snow and them for rain.
Yeah, and that's actually a myth. But we do have them for rain.
I'm making a list of those words because I think we could.
Yeah. Oh, I think we could easily.
All right. Anyway. So anyway, they kind of fight, and he's like, no, but I love you, and he proposes, and she says yes, and it's like magical.
Yeah,
okay, I thought it was lame, but I looked on all the comments of the video, and people loved it. They were like, it's so cute!
What is it about And maybe it is a product of being raised in the Northwest where it does rain a lot. And we're sick of it most of the time.
It's not romantic to us.
It's not romantic to stand in the rain and get cold. Because we know the consequences of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, shoes have been ruined.
Yeah.
And, you know, her dress is never going to be wearable
again.
But
that's not the point.
Because it's all romantic and beautiful. I just don't.
I think it's because I'm not very romantic. And that's why I didn't like it. But.
Yeah, I just. To me, it's just, it was too wet, and the rain that they used, here's my technical problem. They had too much oil in the rain, and it was too
oil
greasy.
In the rain?
Yeah,
because
you have to use oil in the rain, otherwise it doesn't
really
film properly.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so, it's like this mix,
ew.
And they had too much oil on it, and it was too shiny. And so it was like, oh, don't kiss her because your hands are just going to go running right off. And yeah.
I didn't know any of that. Huh.
So
interesting.
That kind of ruined it for me.
Well, but either way, they're engaged.
Yeah.
And they love each other.
And they love each other.
Do you think they're going to get married?
Do you think he loves her? Or do you think he's just, she's convenient?
I think for the moment.
As soon as he started talking about the farm with her, I knew he was going to want to try and marry her.
And I think they will get married because he needs to get married to somebody else, you know, at least for a month.
How many times have you been married?
Well,
just to Sharon.
Sharon, and then he was married to Sky, but it wasn't like a real marriage,
okay,
right?
Right, okay.
But you know, that's kind of how it rolls. Like, get married for a month, it doesn't work out, something happens, get divorced.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm not opposed to it. I don't see any problem with it, particularly. It's not really... She is so reserved or removed from the original character that she came on to play.
Yeah.
I mean,
totally.
I totally forget that she's Billy's baby's mama.
Totally.
You know, and so it's like she's a completely different person.
Yeah.
So, sure.
I agree.
Go ahead, marry her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where has Billy been?
In L.A., working.
Okay, all right. Good.
They've shown him a couple times, but not
frequently.
No.
Okay. All right.
We can say Ronan is back.
Oh yeah, Ronan's on the case.
Oh, I already said that. Yeah. Looking for Abby.
Him.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah,
you know.
He does, and he looks kind of happy.
I know. What's that about?
I don't know.
And they were kind of maybe hinting he and Heather might.
Oh God, no.
Be, but I see him.
Chloe. Come on.
Well, he also had a moment with Chloe, too. And she's just like, dude,
married.
I'm married,
yeah.
Go away, leave me alone.
No. I don't see Chloe and Kevin together.
Not for me.
They don't work
much
for
longer.
Me.
No.
But Ronan and Chloe, I could see.
I see Ronan and Avery. But I also but I also see Avery and Michael.
I
still
like
have
the
hope,
idea of Rowan.
Hope for the hookup.
Yeah.
Or is Heather related to Michael at all? I kind of forget. I think she's not. She's just Paul's daughter.
Yeah, no. I don't think she's related.
Okay,
because no.
I can see that going someplace, too. The ADA working late nights. And
he likes redheads.
He likes redheads. And
yeah.
You know, so.
Well. Yeah, and so Abby and Carmine, in the meantime, are just... hanging out.
On the road. Carmen's freaking out because, legitimately so,
it
now
looks
he's
like
being,
he kidnapped her.
Yeah, now he's being
he's
going to
die in a hail of
her.
Bullets.
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to.
And it's totally all her doing.
Yeah. And of her being a spoiled brat. It's the same storyline as Angelina.
Yeah.
Pretending to be with Kevin. You know, all that.
Yeah.
It's
But,
it was
so,
sad. It
the
was
last
sad
moment of today's episode of Friday...
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I watched it together.
Yes, we did.
That montage of, like,
what
fireworks.
What was that?
I don't know. Between, like, the music and the mood, you know, Ricky,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, being shot out of the window.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and it's not 4th of July yet, so, I mean, are we assuming there's more 4th of July events going to happen?
I'm assuming there's going to be more 4th of July. That this was, like, the early 4th. Maybe they were celebrating Canada Day, which is tomorrow, and so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's just right there.
They're all...
Do they have fireworks for Canada Day? I don't know.
It was just such a weird montage of, like...
It was bizarre. It
like,
didn't make sense.
Let's celebrate in the park with, like, fireworks going off, but the
mm-hmm.
music was, like, very...
Not patriotic music, so it wasn't
no.
the firework music. But, yeah, the music didn't match
It was, like,
the action
heavy-handed,
either.
Like, sad, like, things are going to happen music. And then, I mean, like, in my head, I'm like, is Murphy's 4th of July shirt going to get, like, splattered with blood? Like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, I mean, like, we've got the Ricky thing. But then also, so, it just showed Abby calling Ashley, basically to come clean. Like, I've kidnapped myself, right?
Yeah. I don't think so. No, I think she's calling to say, I'm fine. You know?
I'm okay. Don't look for me.
I'm okay. Don't panic. Don't worry. I'm fine. And then hang up. And so she doesn't really say she's not being kidnapped, but she doesn't say that she is either. Okay. She just wants Ashley to know that she's alive and she's well.
But she and Carmine are going to
do it.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the sexy overalls were the big giveaway.
Sexy overalls.
She needed new clothes and that's what he brings her. I thought that was fantastic.
That was great.
And I love the fact
And
that
I actually thought she looked pretty good in overalls.
She looked adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, looks super wear those
cute.
More often.
Yeah. I did like the fact, though, that he also brought her leopard underwear, which, you know, that's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's pissed. He's really irritated.
Yeah.
He doesn't see how he's going to get out of this.
No.
Without,
yeah,
you know, having a hail of bullets around him. So.
Totally.
Whereas, I think it would be really easy for him to get out of it.
How so?
I think he needs to use his mob connections to disappear himself.
But he doesn't want to.
And then he just leaves. Well, why doesn't he want to?
Because his plan was foiled. He, you know,
he's bitter
about Angelina.
Oh, true. Yeah,
and
okay.
That was the whole point of going to Genoese.
Yeah.
So I think he would feel like a giant failure.
Yeah,
if his
okay,
plan
that's true.
Didn't work out, and then he disappeared into the mist.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, and they're going to stay together anyway until,
yeah,
you know.
Hot summer romance.
Yeah, on the run.
Which is really, if you think about it, a great ploy for the naked heiress for her to, like, you know, oh, fall in love with her kidnapper or whatever, right?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
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 Hmm.
When he's Big Guido.
Right. Yeah.
Is there anything else that we missed?
The only thing is that Ashley's divorcing Tucker, and he's not all that sad about it.
Well, yes, he is.
No, he's not. No, he's not really.
Oh, my God.
He knows that it wasn't going to work out, and now he can hook up with Harmony.
Really?
Yeah. He told Harmony.
Well,
they had, like, a meal together.
He propositioned her.
Right. And she blew him off, but.
But I thought that was just, like, you know, that's his way of coping, is by just banging a new chick.
Yeah.
It's not that he likes Harmony.
No, I think he has nostalgic want for Harmony.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Thinks that that means that he wants to be in a relationship with her, and he's too dumb to know the difference.
Hmm. Maybe I'm too dumb to know the difference. I don't know, like, because with Ashley being so upset about Abby being missing,
yeah,
you know, that was Tucker's window back into, like.
I think that he would definitely work that angle, that's for sure. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
no,
anyway.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it.
So, don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or find us on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap. And let us know how did Daisy's scarf get into the alley? How did it make
remember.
It there?
And what was the deal with the cup?
Yeah.
That's your homework.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.
All right.